first of all, let me say, we didn't have a YMCA here small town America.
I forgot.
Small town America, your daddy throws you in the pool and it's this skip
with or it. The lake or the and river. You, yeah, or the exactly. Lake. Yep. And that's dark and they can't see.
The 70s were way different, people.
It was great. She can swim. It's fine.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Cornbread, what's going on? Welcome, everybody. Episode, is it 39. Let's go.
We're about to lose our youth.
Yeah, we are. Oh, thanks a lot. Hey, to our listeners, all five of you.
We up to five?
Ooh! I don't know. We need to look. When we meet this weekend, we need to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
But if you would do us a favor and share this and hit subscribe on your little thing. If you haven't subscribed, if you're just sort of tuning in and you hear us and you're like, oh, those two foolish women, I kind of like them. Go ahead and subscribe and then hit and share to your other people, because why should you suffer alone?
That's all I say. I mean, that's my theory. Totally.
Misery loves company. So please share with your... Oh, now someone's mowing outside my house. So now that's going to be...
I can't hear it over here, so maybe okay, it good. Won't... Good. Won't. Come over the audio.
Grief. Well, give me updates. What is going on? What did you do this weekend? Did you just collapse?
I did Saturday. Yeah. But we had graduation Friday night. And then, I kind of collapsed Saturday. Mm-hmm. But it was John Garrett's last night at home.
Oh,
so he wanted to go to the outpost. So we went to the outpost.
Oh, I love that place.
And that's it. And then he hit the road Sunday morning for camp for the entire summer. And just going to tell you, sending my child alone on I-40 all the way across the state of Tennessee was...
I know.
Nerve-wracking.
I know, because you're scared of that. It's not a pleasant... Yeah, he was fine. I assume you've heard from him. He's there.
He's fine. He's already doing like wilderness first aid, so he's carrying bodies out of the woods.
All his training, yeah. And we'll talk about this maybe a little later, but just so you people can know, he's going to Ridgecrest to be a counselor for all summer, so he's going to be in charge of kids, maybe your kids.
God, we'll see. Help it. John Garrett.
It's going to be great. He's going to be fantastic. And I'm a little jealous, and I'm a little excited.
Oh, me too.
Oh. No. So you said goodbye to your little, sweet little tiny peanut.
I did. Okay. I did. And Caleb has started working for an engineering firm here.
That's right. And he's worked there before, so he knows the drill a little bit. So but a new, kind of a new position, kind of a new something this year a little bit.
He is. He's going to be, instead of being in the field, he's going to be in the office doing CAD. And he was designing a parking lot today.
Nice. Oh, that's such good experience. That's going to be so good on his resume and everything.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So.
Well, what else did you do? Tell me what you and Ron did. Did you just sit around and...
No, well, Caleb and I have been trying to tackle the pool. I have the ongoing
pool
problem of the dang service people don't show up and don't return phone calls. So Caleb and I just said, we can figure this out. So we've been dealing with that, and I'm happy to report that the polywogs are gone and the swamp is gone, and it's blue.
We know some people like to do like little ponds and things, but we don't. That wasn't really what you were going for.
Here we go. I'm ticked off at our old pool company too, because I mean they obviously did not shut it down correctly. There cannot be
can't be that bad.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. Anyway,
well, and it's a good thing that you're not having them back, I guess.
That's right.
Even though it's hard to get established with this one, and then I'm sure. I mean, they should call you back. There's no reason, but I'm sure they're crazy getting everyone
it
wants
is
their pool
and it's
done
the
by.
Sun, you know, but here's the thing, I called in March.
Yeah, you did. You called early.
I called early because I know they fill up, they get
you
know,
were willing to get it opened up a little early and just let it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you did your part, honey.
Well
they better get on it, because I'm a coming.
I know.
I'm gonna be a polywog. Remember that, like in your YMCA, in your swim classes, there was like polywog, you know, tadpole, polywogs, and then there was like guppies and dolphins and sharks. And it's like, let me tell you what, people, we all know who the best swimmer. We all know. You don't. They're. We all know that the tadpoles and the polywogs are not as good as the sharks.
It's the sharks, you know, and that goes. That goes, first of all, let me say, we didn't have a YMCA here small town America.
I forgot.
Small town America, your daddy throws you in the pool and says, get with
or
it.
Or the lake or the river. Yeah, or the lake. Yep. And that's dark and they can't see.
The 70s were way different, people.
It was great. She can swim. It's fine.
And that's how we learned to swim.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, they tried to be like, in your reading groups when you would have like the red group or the blue group. So nobody knew who struggled, but you all knew.
I know.
Oh God, don't let me get the green group.
I know. But at least those were like color names and not like polywog versus shark. No, I mean, let's be honest, you know, the stingray, and you know, and then you're down there at like, I'm a grouper. Like, what? It's just not. We all knew. Okay. Oh, that's funny. That brings back old memories. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll see what happens this week when the sun shines on it and we'll see if it gets bluer. The pool gets bluer.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm going to have it done before you get here.
Okay.
I'm going to have that pool done.
But I don't want you to kill yourself to do it.
I'm ready to kill somebody. So,
well, you can kill. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. we're in full-blown wedding countdown. We're in full blown, like, time to hit it hard, time to get all the details, like, let's go. So, which is good. And everything's going good. We just had to kind of kick it in the high gear and a couple things Tim's working on and a couple things, you know, I'm working on. I need to gather pictures I want to use for something and finalize. I still don't have a final dress yet. Joni, I'm a mess. It's fine. It's good. I decided I didn't want to wear the green dress that I told you I was going to wear. I want to wear navy blue.
Okay.
So I got a really pretty navy blue. I got a couple of dresses. And one, it's gorgeous. It's covered. It is covered in sequins. It's just navy blue, sequins, kind of a short, maybe elbow sleeves, but like flowy, like butterfly-y. I don't know what that's called. Okay. But anyway, it's fine. It's a little bit, I love it. It's a little heavier material than I would like. It's not terrible, but again, July, Florida. And maybe just a titch too formal. Now, I think I could tone it down a little bit. Well, I don't know. Can you tone down an all sequin? I can,
you know,
it's fine.
Just
wear a straw hat.
There. Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned from Dolly.
Oh, good. Give me some Dolly advice.
Just own it.
That's kind of what if I end up wearing that, it's going to be gorgeous and I'm going to love it and it's going to be fine. But I do have a couple more that I'm ordering that are a little more the style, similar to, anyway, lighter weight, kind of short sleevey with the sparkles, but not full sequin, but long and navy. So I
may have to go shopping while you're here so that you can tell me what to wear and the boys as well.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we could run down to Florence or wherever.
You know, hey, how about this? What if we run down to Tupelo one day and then shoot over to Cleveland and go to Jonna's little fruit market, farmer's market thing?
Oh, we might could do that.
I mean,
especially
it's a
if
bit
the
of
pool,
a jaunt.
It is. Well, yeah, we'll see how we feel. Because if your pool's open already, we may just feel like laying
We're
down.
Just going to float.
Like the seals in our little thing. But that would be fun. And if we need to take a little day or an afternoon and go shopping or something, like, because you know time is
It may
ticking.
Be chilly. I looked at the weather. It may
yeah,
be
it
little,
might be. It might
there
be.
May be a couple of days that's a little cool
exactly.
for pool.
All right. Everyone wants to know our plans, but we're very excited.
I know.
So anyway, so the dress, we're coming along. We're getting there. I've got some signs to make, so we're working on those. I said I'd do those, and we're just, all the details are, we're starting the countdown, so... That's good. Then we had a fun little night Saturday evening because two of Tim's cousins, they are daughters of his cousins. So his first cousins once removed. And they are twin gals and they're in their late 30s now. I mean, they're not little. Anyway, they came up to visit his mom to see Susan. They were in Arkansas doing something, and they shot up Dacey and Brenna, and they are delightful. We've known them over the years, watched them grow up, and now they're both mamas and, you know, all the things. And they're, like I said, they're twins, but they're just very, very sweet, very, very nice, wonderful young ladies. So we went over there and took pizza and got to visit with them, some of the Louisiana kin. So that was super fun. So if they're listening, because Tim told them about the podcast, hey, Dacey, hey, Brenna.
Well, it's me, Holly. Dacey and Brenna, let's give Holly a quick Southern lesson here. If you're a cousin, you're a cousin.
I know.
Have to identify that that's my cousin's daughter. They're cousin.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I know. I understand that. You guys even call people cousins that ain't got no relations at all. Anyway, that was fun. And otherwise,
I mean,
just
my kids call you Aunt Holly.
Well, I know. That's true. And we've got people that, you know, you and just a couple people that are aunt and uncle honorary. Because, look, you know, sometimes we get to choose our family. And
that's right.
We like that. So, yeah, otherwise, Tim was home. He's just exhausted. And when he's home on the weekends, because he's traveling so much. So he got some stuff done, you know, everything. But we had a good day Sunday. Like I told you yesterday, we got the lawn mowed. So that was very, very exciting. Yeah. That's about all
it
takes.
Mine needs it now, too. Yeah.
That's about all it takes to get excited. Mm-hmm. And got some stuff put away and got some stuff cleaned up. Really, this weekend was just a catch up on all the piles. I got my dining room table mostly cleaned off. I'm like, oy.
It's funny how life takes over so quickly. I mean, because I've gone and gone and gone and gone, and I come in exhausted and I think, I'll get to that Saturday. And then Saturday, I look at stuff and I mean, it's just pile. Of course, the boys did come in from college.
I was going to say, you had some helpers. You know, most of these were my piles and then Tim's piles. So we don't
But it just catches up so quickly from nothing. I don't know. Yeah. And how, I want you to explain this to me.
Okay.
How, when you add two extra people into the home, does the garbage multiply by 10?
There's got to be a question because they're eating and drinking stuff that makes trash. Whereas you probably just, you know, kind of do it little by little and they come in and it's like, it's just a lot. I totally, same with the dishes. It's like, holy guacamole. And I'm like, can we put them in the dishwasher? So that was kind of it for our weekend. Now I did want to let the people know about, so when I texted you, so y'all, last week I spent a good long afternoon at one of my favorite local coffee shops that doing some work, catching up on computer stuff, doing some good creative. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had a really great, it's just easier sometimes when you go somewhere, because if you're at home and you're trying, ladies, you all know this, you just look around and you see all the piles and you're like,
I need somehow to get to that.
And you're multitasking. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was at a little coffee shop And I tell you what, I texted Joni while I was there because I was just aghast. Y'all, listen. This is a coffee shop that there's a little downstairs and then there's a little upstairs. It's an old little house and it's lovely. I love this coffee shop. And very cozy, very, you know, nice to work in. So the upstairs is very quiet. The downstairs, you're all sitting pretty close together, so you can definitely hear people, but it's a little louder. And the upstairs is pretty quiet. I mean, it's a small space. Well, the amount of personal conversations I overheard at that coffee shop, I want to tell you all.
Tell them what they were, though. I mean, when you say personal conversation, I have one, you know, image, but that's not what you overheard.
No, that is not. I overheard, first of all, behind me was a couple of people talking and, you know, you do have but I'm right there. I can't help, but I wasn't listening to anything at the time.
You're an eavesdropper.
I guess, but I'm like, I'm right here. Like you can see me.
Yes.
And I'm here. Uh-huh. And even when you have earphones in, which I didn't at the time, but even when you do, you can hear. Like it depends on how loud they talk. The lady later talked very loudly. There was no not hearing her. Like I had to turn my music up to not hear her, but Anyway, this couple of friends were discussing. Anyway, I mean, I don't want to, I guess it, you know, it's fine to share. I'm not sharing anything. I don't have any idea who they are, but they were talking about the one is planning to leave her husband and telling all about it. And like kind of it sounds
she had
like
the a whole plan.
She yeah. had, was a plan and is like moving out of the country and has a whole like kind of escape plan because it sounds like it's not a good,
sleeping
you know.
Sleeping with the enemy scenario.
Well, I'm just like.
Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
That was, yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked that movie though.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, and I know you need to talk about stuff with your friend, but I'm like, listen, here's what I want to tell you. First of all, St. Louis is a small, big city. Okay.
Right.
In terms of yeah. everybody knows you. It is not uncommon for you to mm-hmm. rub shoulders with somebody that you know somebody. It's just one of those, it's just one of those cities. I didn't, but I mean, it was detail. It was like, she it was kind of like a clandestine plan. And I'm like, hey, I don't, you know, it's fine. But I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. Anyway, the second lady comes up there. It was pretty much just me. And then one other younger kind of college age gal came up and sat at the table right next to this lady. She proceeds to sit down, put on her headphones to her phone, make a phone call, and talked the entire time. And I was there another good hour. I mean, it wasn't just like 15. I was there a little while longer finishing up stuff. And talked very loudly, which again, this room is small. It's hard surface. It like, you know, it's very hard to talk. So, you know, I get it, but it was very loud. I go in to use the bathroom. I come back out and she is talking all about her and her husband's like sex life. I don't know how else to say it. Not like explicit, like describing what, but like, oh, you know, I didn't realize how much he'd wanted and da da da. And I'm like, what? And I'm sitting there and there's a gal right next to her. Mm-hmm. And she's going on and on and on about how she's trying to get in the mood more and how he's just always, you know, for guys, it's so different. And I didn't know. And I kind of look like details of their, I don't know how to even say it. She has an app where she tracks how many times a week and she's trying to up it every week. I just okay. am here for my coffee. I'm here for my coffee. And Joni's like,
yeah, she's talking about like ovulating and all that
oh, yeah.
stuff, right? Yeah.
Which that I yeah. have less of an issue with because I'm like, ovulate, you yeah. know, she's trying to get, you know, but it was like how many times? And I didn't know. And did you know that men? And then I, so I talked to him and I said, well, like it was very personal
information
yeah. I mean, that nobody else
you
wants
know,
to know.
If you need to talk to your friend, go sit on the front porch. Even then,
it's not
don't
a
say
it's
it
not,
loud enough for it, the
yeah,
neighbors.
It's not yeah. a conversation to have in public. Because again,
right.
you'd be surprised. A, clearly she doesn't care. Clearly she does not care who knows what, when, where, how. But again, A, even aside from the fact that you might know someone who knows your husband and or knows this, now he's like, maybe someone works with your husband. You don't yeah. have any idea who's in that room. She couldn't even see me.
I
kept making
this.
Noises at first because I thought she thought no one was there. And I'm like, because I'm like, hello.
Well, I do. Okay. Since we're on this subject, I do have a little crazy, interesting thing that happened to me.
Mm.
So, you know, I was class president. And so I have all my people that I graduated with on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get a message. Of course, I keep my phone on silent at night, mm-hmm. but I wake up Monday morning and I have a Facebook message from a guy that I graduated with. And I go over to Messenger and there's this little, you know, box.
Mm-mm. Don't click the
and
box.
And it is clearly pornography.
Don't click
no,
the box.
No, I did not click it.
Joni,
I did
never
not click it.
The box.
I did not click it.
Okay. Gah.
So I didn't think anything about it. I just thought he's been hacked, you know, right. because, I mean, it was clearly yeah. a pornographic video. I mean, it looked like a phone, you know, like if I were to send you a video.
Oh, my.
And I just thought, okay, he's been hacked.
Right, sure.
Until the next day, I saw, you know, there's this little app, and somebody showed it to me. I don't have it, but somebody showed me. He'd been arrested. And I went, hold up.
Oh.
And so I go back. Again, I'm not clicking the video, but I screenshot it so that I could kind of enlarge it.
Right.
And, you know, it that video was almost 4 minutes long, and I zoomed in on the woman's face, and I went, oh my gosh, that's his wife.
No, stop it right now.
Yes. Now, Jeremy, I don't know.
What is going on? To it.
I didn't respond. I don't know if, like, she was having an affair and he, I don't know. I don't know.
Did he accidentally send it to you?
Or did he accidentally send it to me? I don't, why do
you, why would you? Know.
But here's this thing that rolls around in my head. So when I go through, when Facebook really starts taking off and, you know, and I go and I add all my classmates on Facebook, it was this guy, he was in my classes. And I mean, I never ran around with him. We did not have deep conversations. I mean, other than, hey, are you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There was just not a relationship other than he was a classmate. So he messages me one day and is asking, you know, hey, have you heard from so-and-so, whatever, we're talking about this stuff. And then he says to me, hey, you may never have, you may not have known it, but I had a secret crush on you.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm like,
too late. Time has passed.
You know, and you know, and I'm still trying to be kind, but you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to work my way out of this conversation. I was like, no, I didn't know that at all. And I'm thinking, how do I get out of this?
Right.
Then he says to me, well, as a matter of fact, I married my wife because she looked like you. I was like, okay, gotta go.
Okay, hey, something's burning the oven.
And then I went and creeped on him to look at his wife. She did look a lot like me.
He told you that?
Yes.
That he married her because she looked like you?
Think that through a little bit, Holly.
I don't want to think it through. The statute of limitations is expired on being able to say stuff like that.
So creepy.
Absolutely not.
So that's rolling around in my head. And so then I go, why did he send me that? But here's the deal. If he's trying to get back at his wife, dude, that's not the way. I don't want to see that. I don't want you sending that.
He could
that's
just be
not
sending
the way
that.
To do that.
He could just be sending that to every, just to spread it out to all the people he knows on there, and not just to you personally. So let's go with that.
You know, I don't know. Oh, geez, I didn't ask questions. I'm just like,
look, everybody needs to settle down. Everyone needs to settle down.
See, I did have something weird happen to me this week.
You did. I mean, summer is just starting. We all just need to take a breather. I have a headache because I went to the dentist this morning and she cleaned my teeth good. So I'm holding my head because my head, you know how when they get you cleaned really good, like it can make your head hurt.
No, I don't.
Well, it can because I'm very sensitive. My teeth are super shiny.
Anyway, all right. So we'll have to mark this little episode explicit, I guess. But here's the thing, too. With high school, teaching high school, these kids, they overshare.
They do.
I mean.
And she over. That's what I think, it's a generational thing of oversharing.
They overshare and they have no modesty. I mean, I've got mostly girls. And if we were all girls in there, that's one thing. But there are some guys in there. And this one girl, she'll just talk about whatever feminine thing she's going through. And I'm like, and the boys just kind of put their head down and, you know, it's just going, okay, we all don't need to know all of this.
Right. And it's nice that you can kind of talk, because like for a long time, it was like, you could never like acknowledge that, you know, and I think dudes need to get over the fact, listen, you know, I have a headache, I'm PMS, like, I just don't, whatever
today's
you
not
need
the
to
day
say.
Today's not the day to talk to me.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But we don't need to hear it now. Anyway. Well, anyway, that was my coffee shop story. And I'm just like, and she went on. I left and she was still going.
Yeah.
Talking
about
it.
Don't overshare people.
Huh?
Don't overshare.
I know both their names. I could tell you her name and her husband's name right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm not going to because I don't want to dox her or whatever it is.
I feel more of a need lately. And I think since, because I used to do the Facebook and the Instagram and now all of a sudden I have this like overwhelming desire for privacy.
Yep.
As I sit on this podcast to talk about my life.
But it's different because I feel exactly the same way. I go through phases of that and then I've been kind of stuck in that phase for a while. Like I just don't,
I don't want anybody to know where I'm going or what I'm doing.
Oh,
or,
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
not.
I just am.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. So
I don't know. It's good. Anyway. I love to watch. I get real inspired, you know, seeing some people. And I like Instagram better than Facebook right now.
Yeah,
I'm really
I do
not
too.
On Facebook very much at all. No. There's too many comments. I don't. And I like it because there's certain people that are only on there. So I try to kind of bebop in and look. But like, I think the thing about Instagram, A, it's just a little bit different vibe. It's probably a little younger, but not as much, you know, but, and you don't see all the comment, like, you know what I mean? You see the little picture and there's maybe one little tiny comment, but Facebook, it kind of like you get to see the top couple, it seems like. So then, I don't know. People are a lot more likely to comment on Facebook.
We don't need to know everybody's opinion on everything. So
I know, but we're going to all give it. We're all going to give it. Because you put it out there, so now I'm going to say whatever I want to say. All right, Memorial Day weekend is coming up.
Okay, yes, it is.
So tell people, Joni, explain to them the difference so that people can know who don't know the difference between Memorial Day.
My husband is a veteran, and he gets very uncomfortable on Memorial Day when people look at him and say, you know, Happy Memorial Day.
Or thank you for your service or whatever, which is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of that because veterans, that's the time for Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is for those soldiers who paid the ultimate price and really for their families because you're not, you know, they're the ones who are still having to go on without their husband or their daddy or their brother or their, you know, they're the ones, you know, day in, day out having to deal with that. But yeah, a lot of veterans just really get uncomfortable on Memorial Day when you know, I think they always like to hear thank you for your service. And I tried if somebody's got on a hat,
if they have a hat on, you got to kind of know they,
big Navy hat. Hey, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
But Memorial Day, I mean, they were very conscious that they came home.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly right.
They came home. Yeah. And
it's a memorial. That's the way to remember it.
Right.
It's a memorial. Because that means someone has passed.
Just be conscious of that. It's
a time for us. It's a time for those of us, you know, whatever, even it's a memorial to all of those over the centuries or, you know, passed away in combat.
Yes.
You know, not that lots of veterans have passed away and, you know, but it's a time, at least for us as a country and as people, to reflect on the number of people and a lot of people, you know, passed away of injuries passed away of diseases and things like that.
It's the not coming home. It's the ones, you know.
Yep. They paid that price and they paid it for us so that we can live the life we live. And so we were just, you know, very, very grateful for that sacrifice because it's a sacrifice.
Right. And we usually go, you know, thankfully I'm blessed to live right here at Shiloh Battlefield. Mm-hmm. And so we normally go every morning they have a Memorial Day service and that's just very, very moving. And they put little, you know, flags at each of the graves and I don't know. Memorial Day is hard for me. And I have to fight my own, I guess, conceitedness, because then I start, you know, looking at Facebook and everybody's like, at the lake, happy Memorial Day. And I'm like, y'all, this is really not a happy, it is a kickoff. Well, it's the official kickoff to summer. And that's what they died for, actually, so that we could live this life.
That's how I look at it. And that's how I think, if as long as you're taking the time, right.
Take
you can go and be at the lake with your family tubing and doing whatever and enjoying that time together, that day off of work. It needs to be a celebration. I don't think they would want us to all be sitting around, but,
you know, remember. Sad. Remember what the day's for.
Yeah.
You know, not the summer kickoff day.
Exactly. And we used to, when the boys were, and Avery were younger and when Thatcher was involved and they were both involved in scouts, and we would go, cause there's Jefferson Barracks. There's a big, national cemetery here right near the river in St. Louis. Beautiful, beautiful. And they would always arrange a big thing on Memorial Day. Like all these troops come in, there's a big flag ceremony, you know, and then we all spread out. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of white stones, right. And they put flags on all of them. And little things like that that just meant something then. You know, it was neat to teach the boys and Avery, you know, it was neat to teach them about that and just take a minute to some time to do that. So yeah. But it's a good weekend coming up. Any special, you know, a lot of barbecuing probably. That's what, you know, getting outside and starting
it
to get
well, it
sort
is.
Of,
I mean, it's the official kickoff to summer.
Yeah, and everyone's out of school almost.
It's a lot of pool and a lot of lake and a lot of, you know, cookouts. And
Jamaica me happy. Sorry. Never mind.
Somebody's getting excited about coming to the pool. Anyway, so I did think that I thought about what recipe to do this week, and I bounced around from a few, but I think a corn
dip.
You
can do it now. Yeah.
Well, I've got a nice corn dip recipe.
I love corn dip.
And it's just cold and fresh, and, you know, I started to do the cherry berries on a cloud because it's, you know, kind of red, white, and blue, but I've done so many desserts, and now it's time for, you know, dips and things.
And something
like that,
easy you can take on a picnic, like you can take to a potluck, or you can take out to a picnic or a concert in the park or whatever. I think that's a great one.
And it's easy, y'all. It's just easy.
It's
a couple of cans of the Mexican corn, Mexicorn, and you drain it and you put in some sour cream and mayonnaise and green onions.
I'm
trying to think what else. I don't have it right in front of me. And a little Cajun seasoning is so good.
Oh, and you could probably do it up, like if you wanted to chop some jalapenos and spice it up, or if you wanted to put...
Oh, that's what it's got diced chilies.
Peppers or something. Chilies. Yeah. I was going to say a little something to kind of... Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love a good corn dip salad, whatever that's called. Or like
Little Dewey's in Starkville has the best corn salad ever.
Mm.
But they're out of it all the time. They sell out of it quickly. But
that's perfect. Yep. That's absolutely perfect. All right. I crossed that off on my thing. You've already done your recipe. That was perfect. I love it. You can save cherry berries for like 4th of July or something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. And you want a factor update? I've got a factor update.
I do, because I signed up. So please.
Did you? Okay.
Please give me the good news.
I've lost 5 pounds this week.
You lost 5 pounds.
Okay. So now a lot of people, y'all, that doesn't mean anything.
No,
you know,
on your little tiny self, that's a size almost. Probably.
That's like, but for me to lose 5 pounds, that's like a month, you know. But now I am doing a couple other things because I'm trying to read all this because I eat nothing. I mean, I eat nothing. So, but I'm listening to this guy and he's talking about different body types and, and he starts talking about his mom, which is probably my, you know, she's like, she works out, she doesn't eat anything. And she can't lose weight.
Yep.
So here's what he suggested.
Tell me.
He said, you've got to confuse your metabolism.
Oh.
So.
I feel like mine is confused. okay.
So like I would eat, this is literally what I would eat. Like I would eat a bowl of cereal. I would eat yogurt at lunch. And I would eat whatever for supper, whatever I planned. I mean, that's not just a whole lot.
I know, but the kinds of food are very important.
And right. So anyway, so confusing your metabolism. He said one day do low carb. Just do, you know, eat little low carb stuff. And then the next day, I'm not saying have a free for all. I don't do that. But
carb it up.
Eat carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, don't worry about it.
Okay.
The next day go back in. So like one day, you know, I'll start with no sugar in my coffee. Next day, I'll go back and put sugar in my coffee. And instead of, you know, walking or running every day, it's like my mom had a solid running routine. She didn't lose weight.
Yep.
And they said, walk one day and then do the next day, do 10 minutes of cardio. That's
it. I think that
don't
variety,
do more than 10 minutes.
I especially think for exercise, even though, I mean, who am I to talk, but. That's what I, you know, kind of that variety. Because if you just get in the same thing, your body just kind of acclimates to it. Yeah. And walking is always just healthy.
I really do think the factor, though, the factor, I mean, they've been delicious. I've not had anything that was bad at all. I've been very pleased with it. But I just think getting my head wrapped back around small portion sizes. Yep.
That's honestly, and that's the number one thing. If you, whatever eating you want to do, well, whatever, all of it, the number one thing to do is to just not cut back, like skip a meal, and, you know, unless you don't want it, really just eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're kind of satisfied, cut those portions in half or a quarter, depending. You can always have more. That's the thing we forget. Is we're like, but what if I get hungry? But what if I get hungry late? Well, then you could go in and eat a banana. Yeah. You can eat something if you're hungry later.
Yeah.
But give your body a chance to just.
So you and I both did Way Down Workshop.
Yes,
years
and my
ago.
Husband likes to talk about how as concerned as I am about people being in a cult, I was the one that was actually closest to being in a cult.
But however, I'm going to defend her a little bit. It was good stuff. Our information was good stuff. An eye-opening to the spiritual battle of weight loss or of food and love for pleasure. And, you know, I mean, you can take it all to extreme. But
no, I didn't know any of her. This is for people that don't have any idea what we're talking about. This was a weight loss, kind of Christian weight loss thing back in the mid to late 90s. Late 90s, early 2000s, I guess. I don't know when. Yeah. Anyway. And the lady's name was Gwen Shamblin. We might as well just go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
Because we were not in the cult. But again, my husband loves to say, you're the closest one that has been. It was called Way Down Workshop. And it was in a lot of church groups. I helped host a group in my church. And it was, I agree with you. Like, I benefited a ton. Now, she wasn't talking in this. She goes off after this into like a whole whatever theology mess she got into and started some crazy church, and her hair got huge. And then now she's dead. She died in a plane crash in Nashville with her husband. It's a whole thing. Like, go watch it. There's a special on
but
Netflix or something.
Now, I will say this too, though. You know, she talks about food being your idol and, you know, and a false god. And, you know, your stomach was their god.
Yep.
And, but I will tell you, when I watched, because I watched that documentary, and people, though, you start poking at their God, man, they get fired up.
Yeah.
You start talking about cutting food in half.
Yep.
It makes them angry.
Yeah.
And she's a cult, and she's this, and she's that.
Exactly.
Now, I'm saying she did go overboard, but
I don't know that a cult is the right word, but it was very much a very interesting doctrine situation that I don't fully
But agree you with. Start... I mean, but people hold on to that.
Oh, yeah.
That food and that weight and that, you know, and you start saying, maybe you're overeating, and they get angry. I mean, that's all you're going to eat? How can you? That's not good for you. That's not, you know, I mean, they get, I mean, it's really, they get upset.
And they do. And the thing with that program, and I'm sure there's others that, you know, that, as you said, was very beneficial to me and very eye-opening, and has really helped, you know, as I've gained and lost weight over the years a little bit still, you know, obviously, but I really feel like it, you know, it would have been a lot worse. I lost, you know, a good amount on that program.
Yeah.
And I just had my first baby, and I was huge before, you know, oh my goodness, I had a huge baby and I was huge. But anyway, whatever, just didn't feel good and just wanted to, you know, whatever. But the thing that was so freeing, and it's still like I said, like portions and just getting back to our own body and listening to the cues. Yeah. We've killed the cues for hunger and fullness. And we've just kind of, you know, cause we eat when we're bored and tired and happy and, you know, food's a big part of our lives and that's fine. But what I really realized when I was in that program too, was how much kind of what you're talking about, the idolatry, how much people talk about food, think about food, plan for food, talk about the next food. And it got to where it drove me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, it's my job.
And that's different because you're teaching, you know, you're teaching people.
No, but it's hard skills. When it's always in your face, when it's always, you know, I'm constantly planning.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I literally remember many times of just like, we would just be eating or doing something. People, what are we doing dinner? And I'm like, and I know you have to plan it, but I just was like talking about the only conversation would be, this is so good. And what are you having? And I just was like, I cannot talk about this anymore. It's nice to say nice things about food and enjoy it and appreciate it. But I just was, my eyes were open to how much, as you say, you know, your idols are what you often think about the most that's distracting you from, not that you can't, again, I'm a mom, someone's got to plan the food, someone's got to think about dinner,
right.
That's a reality. But that was a very helpful, and just talking about, I hate to like promote, I cannot believe I'm like, actually, anyway, but the whole point of the program was just eat less food. There was no restriction. I went home the first night after my first class, the very first time, and I was very hungry because I hadn't eaten or whatever. I was very hungry, and I ate a piece of cheesecake. I lost 60 pounds in less than a year on that I did not restrict. Again, it's not. Now, I think as I've grown and I think making good food choices is very important. I think you have to have a real balance. I would never be like, don't ever have, but like, I'm trying to learn what makes me feel, my body feel good and what doesn't. And, you know, there are some obvious things about.
You want me to send you that pornographic video I got?
No, I don't want that. That does not make my body feel good. Good Lord. You guys. But, you know, there's certain things that just like, that do things to our brains and our bodies that we don't need. And they make it harder. They make it harder for us to work. So I'm trying to get rid of like inflammation and just kind of do all those things. So I think that's that. So Factor is helping.
So far I'm on board with it.
Well, I'm super excited.
And I still have like coupons and stuff if anybody
wants. If you share this, we'll give you you'll get a code.
You get a coupon.
You can have a coupon.
No, it's like they send you a free box. I sent you a free box. And then you even get like discount if you like sign up or, you know, I don't know.
Hopefully you got like a little point or something for me. I used your
code?
I think I did. Okay. But now it keeps sending me stuff saying Joni has a box for you. And I'm like, I already did it. So maybe I did it wrong. I don't know. I'm very excited. So we will keep you guys posted on the Factor. I've been trying to cancel Hello Fresh, and it still came. It's canceled now, but anyway. So I've got all kinds of food coming this week. I got to cook tonight.
So far, I'm very, very pleased with it.
I'm so glad. This was a great decision for you just to try this. And if it ends up not being the perfect one, you can try something else.
And I have a secret sister meal that I have to do Tuesday. I'm responsible for that meal Tuesday night. So Ron and I will just save our Factor meal, and then you can eat with us Thursday and Friday.
My Factor meals will all be here for Hudson to cram his face. He's going to eat really great this weekend. Now that I think about, can you stick those in the freezer if you don't want to do them right then?
I think so. I haven't read that far on it.
I mean, I don't mind him having them, but I just realized.
And you can skip a week. Like, I'm going to skip when we come down to Florida.
Yeah. It's very easy just to hit skip. It is. They make it really, they make it cool. Well, I'm excited. Okay. What else did you want to talk about? We still got a little bit of time.
I really don't have, I mean, we have finished up school. I've got one more day of in-service. I had really, really good kids this semester.
Yeah, that's what you said last week. Yeah.
You know, but it's just, and that's the good part about teaching. You do get a break. Yeah. And when you need one, it's coming.
Yep.
Graduation.
I'm bringing you caftans. I'm bringing you three caftans.
Oh, joy.
Well, they're short.
I was thinking of like, you know, braiding my hair all over like Bo Derek.
You want cornrows?
Ten. I'm going to put beads.
They're short. They're beach cover. They're, you know, like you, because you're right. The long ones are going to just.
No, I can't.
They're just going to suck you up, I think. And you like to wear a shorter.
You're going to swallow me.
Swallow. So I got on the Amazon and I got three that I liked that you might like that I was thinking of you. And so they're your present if you want any of them. If not, I'll just return them.
Okay.
So that's the, excitement of our situation. Ridgecrest, you have Ridgecrest down here. Is there anything else you wanted to particularly say, or just that John Garrett was heading?
I think we've got next week that we're going to actually talk about camp and
all of that. So tune in.
I just would ask you though all to pray for John Garrett, because we are well aware that a lot of things can go wrong. Most of the time they don't.
Yeah.
But there are bad things that can happen.
And anywhere.
You and I have witnessed those a few times. And so just ask that you pray, one, for protection, and that he would be able to clearly articulate just the love of the Lord to these boys. And anyway.
Yeah, those are the two biggest things, because that's what they're there to do. And it's such a life-changing time, you know, it can be for counselors and for, you know, again, we know, we understand that it doesn't just affect the campers. So that is
And maybe very... he'll meet his wife at Christridge.
Oh, my word. I didn't even think about that.
That's
he might get himself a girl. I did. But we work together more closely. I think it's a little hard. But they have girls on staff. And, you know, the girls, some of the girls staff there. So maybe so.
You never know.
Look out, girls.
And Asheville, though, look, Asheville has turned into like a cesspool, I'm hearing.
What does that mean?
Violence, and I mean that it's getting bad.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Really?
Sweet little Asheville, yeah. I was surprised.
What the?
But anyway, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We need to go back.
So I really don't. I mean, we can have a short one this week,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, we're not too short. I've got to do my top three.
Oh,
did you forget?
No.
I have it right here written down.
And thought, it's not me this week, is it?
It's not me. I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. No, it is my week for top three.
Okay.
Top three.
Okay. The first thing I have is a little, you know that box Tim showed you yesterday? A little mini personal air conditioner. It's called Chillwell.
Okay. I want to know how that works. Do you? Okay. Is it working well for you? Because I've thought about buying it and taking it down to tailgate and start when it's 500 million degrees.
Okay, so I bought it. It's this little cube, for those of you, it's an Instagram thing they got me. There's a different ones. I'm sure there's different kinds. I don't know if this is the best kind, the whatever. I don't know anything about it. The reason I got it, so it's a little box that's you charge it and it cools off. It acts as a little, quote, air conditioner. And I got it kind of on a whim, because our upstairs air conditioner is sporadically working and making lots of weird noises outside in the unit. And when we had it looked at last year, they were like, yeah, this isn't putting out the amount of wattage and da-da-da-da.
It's struggling.
It's on its last legs. So we don't know at any moment that thing's going to just go, go kaput. So then the upstairs will, you know, it gets very hot. It's upstairs. The insulation is not the best in the roof. We need, you know, to get that all worked on. And it gets hot, and that's where HUD is and Avery's room. Anyway, so we got to look into that. We got to look into a new unit, or we want to do something different up there with like a room units or what we want to do. And that's fine. But I saw this little thing and I was like, well, if it goes kaput, you know, maybe this will help and just tide him over, because he actually likes to be pretty warm, to not that warm, but like he runs cold, like he likes the like in the winter he has a little electric fireplace, little cute little fireplace that puts out, you know, a little heater, space heater, and he'll crank that thing up. I mean, so he likes it kind of warm. But I was like, let's get this little box, and maybe, because of course the ads are like, I'm trying to learn that they don't tell the truth. I know, but they're like, it chills your room in 60 seconds. You know, it was so cold. And I'm like, I don't know.
No.
So I don't know. But we haven't tried it up there yet. It's the air conditioner's going. It just came in. So I had it charged up. But then yesterday, when I was outside in the sun and I forgot my visor, and Tim brought me my sun visor, he brought it outside. And what you do is you fill it. It's basic concept of air going over water.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what air blowing over, kind of a light, very light mist, nothing that gets you like wet. So you put water in it. If you want it to do even better, you can put there's a filter thing that gets wet. You can put that in the freezer and put some ice cubes in there, just making it colder.
Right.
But you just fill it with water, and then there's different like low, medium, high, and different. Anyway, And he brought that thing out to me, and I was sitting in the sun, and he set it on the tape right next to me, and I put that thing on, and I mean, it felt really good. I was like, oh, never mind, Hudson. This is my own personal.
That's what I want to know. With it works outside.
Yeah, it did. Okay. Now, it really did. I mean, and then I took it over to the table because we were sitting out there and having our margaritas and talking on the phone and everything, and had it on, and it was just blowing on me, and I had it on the high setting, and I did end up turning it down, but, and it only lasts about like 2.5 hours or something on high, you know, but like if you need it on for 2.5 hours, I feel like, you know, whatever, but you can recharge it. It just, you know, and all that kind of thing. But I was like, oh, this is actually really pleasant because we have a big fan out there, you know, and all that. But I'm like, this actually just right in front of you, just really, I could definitely feel it cooling.
Yeah.
And then I thought about in your little, like you said, for tailgating or even in your little
gazebo,
you could have your own little one. And just if you're out there and it's a little hot, it just, anyway.
You know, the fan works pretty well as long as you can keep that air moving.
Same with our fan outside. You know, once it's kind of blowing on us, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's my little chill well. I don't know, people. I'll let you know, if it does anything upstairs, but. And then Tim started me, and I said, maybe I could put it under my covers in the bed and it can just blow. And he was like, oh my gosh.
That He's might like, be up to, for that one.
You're trying to kill me. He's like, you're trying to kill me. Or like even that at night, if you're really hot and you're having your flashes, put that little personal chill well on you. So that's number one. Number two, we have a news, breaking news. Breaking news flash. I have been experimenting with purple and blue eyeliner and eyeshadow.
Okay. And?
And I like it.
And you like it.
Okay. I like it. So I am enjoying. That's my second thing.
I swear, you are turning into Miss Roper. You're going to have.
Now listen.
Oh my gosh. The caftan, the beads.
I don't, the wedges, I don't like a lot of.
And now the blue eyeshadow.
Okay. Here's the tea. I would say like a dark, blue and like teal. Now listen, you wait till you see it. I've got it on right now. You can't see it. It's just an eyeliner, but it's like a teal blue, and I am liking it a lot. So here's, I've been working. This is a topic for another day.
Okay.
But I've been doing some learning and some researching on color analysis, like your personal color, because I struggle. I'm very interested in it, and I want to know it better because I feel like, you know, we always pick stuff that, you know, why didn't that look, or you pick a color and it doesn't look right, and you're thinking, anyway, I just want to like hone it in. So I'm working on that, and I might even be doing some more research on that and like really learning, like taking a class or something, because I think it's fascinating. All that is to say, it's the whole season things and sub-seasons and all that, and it's magic. It's magic because when you get the right thing you are, it just works. It works for you so much better. So I'm excited about that. So I'm supposed to be wearing cooler. I go a little too warm. I go very neutral in my eyeshadow, but kind of earthy. I don't know. I've shied away from, I haven't worn teal eyeshadow since eighth grade.
Right.
And I did wear me some teal eyeshadow because that was what was the color I liked in the little hand-me-down pearlized shell compact palette that my sister had that I got to play with. So
did you put it in your caboodle?
I did. I don't think I had a caboodle then. Later, I would have 100% put it in my caboodle. Yeah. That and my shimmering shell, CoverGirl lipstick. And I was, so I wore that teal eyeshadow. It was a teal. It was a brightish but dark. It wasn't like a baby blue.
Yeah.
And that's just was the color I wore. I didn't know anything about anything, but that's what I. Anyway, well, come to find out that, like, and for green and hazel and greenish, I have greeny hazel eyes. You're supposed to wear purple. I mean, I say supposed to. You can do whatever you want. But, like, it's always been said, like, purple, plum and purple eyeshadow brings out the green, and that's fine. So I'm playing a little bit, but I'm really liking this teal, like, kind of. Peacock.
Well, you're actually wearing a teal little
it's
shirt.
Kinda, it looks I know. Good on you. And it looks, I mean, you can't see my eyes. I should poke it up and let me see. I don't think I can see it. Oh, we're moving. Look, see, it's just on the it's just on the lash line. I don't wear it like all over because then I just look like I have a big bruise on my eye.
Okay,
it's
what color am I supposed to wear?
I don't know, but you know what? We're gonna figure it out.
Oh, okay.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm gonna get the kit, and like, I would like to get really some serious.
So,
training.
So, what is your favorite on this here?
On what? Favorite what?
You're doing your top three, and you're talking about
my favorite.
Is it a product?
It's just playing with purple and blue and green eyeshadow. That is my favorite. I bought a whole bunch of little palette, just cheap. You know, I didn't do anything crazy, and I'm having fun playing with it.
Okay.
So everyone, go find out what you are and go play. That's fun. And then the last thing is, we ate when we were in Nashville last weekend. We ate at a place we'd eaten at before, Edley's Barbecue. It's they have a couple locations, but the 12 South location. And it's just a good kind of a classic barbecue joint. Really good, delicious barbecue. But my favorite thing is they have a banana pudding as a side.
Yeah, of course. You love banana pudding.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And whenever I go somewhere, like, not whenever, but like if I'm down somewhere south or anywhere, even like a good rural, you know, farm town kind of area, and there's a banana pudding, I get very excited. But they have it. It's not even a dessert. It's like a side, so you can just get it with your brisket.
It's a side.
It's a side. So you just get a little. It's a little
like
a cup salad. Of it.
It's like a salad.
It's just a side. It's not a salad, but it's banana pudding. And don't you know that I got that with my brisket and whatever else I had. Mm-hmm. I think I had a corn salad thing and that banana pudding, and it's so good. And I was looking up their website to make sure I had the name right. And I think I see that there's one in O'Fallon, Illinois, which is up here, like not
that
too
is
far.
Next to you, yeah.
So now I may have to make, I never go up there, but Timmy might have to take me over to O'Fallon and get me some banana pudding.
You're going to come back with honky lips sprayed on your side honky of your car.
Lips. Oh, really?
Remember?
No.
Because you had to go through East St. Louis. Remember Chevy Chase went through on vacation and they went up through East St. Louis?
I forgot. And I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh, my gosh. Honky lips.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it'd be worth it if I get banana pudding, it's 100% worth it.
Okay.
So those are my top three. They're kind of weird, kind of funny, but that's just what I'm liking right now.
Well, okay. Okay. Right.
Yep. Yep. So that's it for this week, I think. And we are going to, I'm going to head down there. So by the time you all hear this, I will be on the road, maybe.
On the road again.
Making my way down. We're going to do some planning. We're going to do some thinking. See what else we need to talk about this, you know, upcoming. We're going to plan out our topics a little bit here. Anything you all want us to weigh in on, as long as it's not too political, too controversial, too boring, we might do it.
That's right. Hey, I do have a request as we sign off here.
Okay.
For those of us or those listeners who went to camp, go ahead and send us your favorite camp story.
Oh, please.
Because we're going to talk about camp next week.
Yes.
So go ahead and send us your favorite camp story.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Remind us of it. Like, we may have heard it. So, like, you know, if we haven't heard it, write it up. But
like we were ever offended by hearing the same story over
and
over.
No, not at all. But I'm saying if you don't want to type out the whole thing, you can be like, remember when, you know.
Yeah.
Tim looked up in his head because he was trying to
meathead.
Remember when? However you want to do it, that would be super fun. And we can share. Yeah. We could share stories like that.
Or even if you went to another camp and you've just got you know, a really funny memory.
That'd be fun because this time of year we start to want to pack.
Yep.
We get the uncontrollable urge to like pack our trunks up. And
hey, I just got a message from JB that says time off for Thatcher's wedding approved. So you get the whole clan is down.
Thatcher is going to be very excited to hear that. He really will. Because when I said, well, there's a chance JB might not be, there's a chance John Garrett, he just looked at me like, what? I
was like,
I was like, people, you know, have things and he knows that. But he was like, there you go. I'm like, all right, well, we're working. working on it.
Stories are coming.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, anyway, everyone have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
I think it's something else.
Son of a mother, I just smashed my finger.
Oh, son of a nutcracker.
Son of a nutcracker. Oh, that hurt.
What was it? Cotton mouth ninny. What's the other
muggin
one?
Yeah. Cotton headed ninny muggin.
Cotton headed ninny muggin.